long, long time ago, the Lord sent Moses to Egypt to bring out his people and lead them to the promised land. Moses eventually went, and he led them out with great signs and wonders and miracles and everything. And the last one being, well, I shouldn't say the last one, but one of the last one anyway, was when they crossed the Red Sea, parting of the waters, and the Egyptians tried to follow, and the waters came in and swept them away. And the Israelites were finally free. And the Lord brought them into the wilderness to lead them and eventually bring them into the promised land. But along the way, they struggled in many ways. The Lord was trying to teach them his ways, something about himself and his grace and his love, and how important it was that his ways are higher than our ways, and obedience to him was the best way of leading a very fruitful and enjoyable life. But, as is human nature, a lot of the Israelites rebelled a number of times, and the Lord had to discipline them. It took them 40 years to finally cross over into their promised land. A lot of heartaches along the way, like I said, a lot of trials and tribulations. The Lord had to do many things to teach them because their hearts were stubborn and their necks were stiff. Likewise, we're also on the way to a promised land, and we struggle too, don't we? How many of us go through times where we want to do what is right, but yet it seems so hard to do that? Sometimes we're just so caught up in the things of the world, whether it's work, whether it's responsibilities, whether it's our own desires and plans and whatever. All the while, the Lord is trying to teach us his ways in the same manner as he tried to teach the Israelites. And sometimes we're just as stubborn. What I noticed in myself is always that struggle. Want to do the right thing. Sometimes I succeed at it, and sometimes I just don't make it. When I know the Lord wants me to do something, and sometimes it's, no, I don't want to do that. It's easy to make excuses or find reasons to not do what he wants, even though I know it's still best to do his will. Sometimes it's just fear. Sometimes it's just getting out of your comfort zone. But there's a reason why we continue to have that struggle. And for as long as we're on this earth, that struggle is going to be there. But I want to talk about the reason for it and what we can do about it. 2 Corinthians says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is when we're born again. Okay? We become a new creation. Old things have passed away. We start to think differently. We start to see things differently. We understand more things about God. We can learn spiritual things and spiritual lessons he can teach us. Whereas before being born again, it doesn't mean anything to us. Someone who's lost in the world, you can't speak spiritual things to them. They can't understand it, even if they wanted to. Okay. This is from the Gospel of John. Here Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus had said something to him, and Jesus replied. He said, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? See, that's the unregenerated person not understanding a spiritual thing. And Jesus had to explain it even further to him. Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Our old nature is born of the flesh. Okay? That's our old nature. Our new nature, the new creation, is born of the Spirit. Okay? And the two don't mix very well. They're always at odds with each other. Okay. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. See, when the Spirit, when you become born again, the Spirit gives you life. But the flesh, the old nature, profits nothing. You can't make it better. It is what it is. That's why there's a new creation. There's a new birth. God's Spirit comes alive in you. Now it's almost like you have, well, you do have two natures. Okay? It's almost like you're schizophrenic in a sense. There's the new nature, which wants to be obedient to God, which wants to learn about Him, which wants the relationship with Him. And then there's still the old nature, which is untouched by the new creation. God doesn't do anything to the old nature. It's still there. It still wants its own way, its own desires. It is always in conflict with the new nature. It's always butting heads. The new nature wants to do right, wants to do God's will, wants to be obedient, wants to live for God. The old nature wants to live for self. And it's still within you. And it's always going to be within you for as long as you live on this earth. So there's always that conflict. And when we want to do something right, but don't, we feel bad about it, don't we? And a lot of times we beat ourselves up over it. Oh, I failed. I failed God. I didn't do what was right. I blew it. And we beat ourselves up. But it's not the real you that failed. It's the old nature that failed. And we shouldn't put ourselves down and criticize ourselves as a result of that. Because the new nature, that which was created in us when we became born again, wants to do the will of God and wants to serve Him. The problem is, the old nature is still strong in us because that's all we've had all our lives until the time we're born again. So there's always that conflict, the old nature with the new nature. And anytime we fail or we believe we failed God or whatever, it's the old nature that's the cause of it. And there's no reason we should beat ourselves up. So what do we need to do? We need to make sure that the new nature experiences more influence over us and the old nature less. It's like John the Baptist said about Jesus, he must increase, I must decrease. So the new nature, that which was born of the Spirit, must increase, and the old nature, which was born of the flesh, the old sin nature, must decrease. It's easier said than done. But that's what must happen. This is Paul speaking. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, the old nature. Nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. The new nature wants to do the right thing. But how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. It's the sin that dwells in the old nature. Sin does not dwell in the new nature. Okay? So if you find yourself doing something wrong, evil, whatever, it's the sin in the old nature. It's not the new nature. We need to be able to separate the two. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, the new nature. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. See, Paul struggled with the same thing that we do. Want to do right. He wasn't perfect. He didn't always do the will of God. He didn't always do what was right. Because he struggled with the same thing. The old nature was still strong. With his mind and the new nature, the spirit that came to dwell within him, wants to do what is right, wants to do the will of God. But the old nature just rises up and wants to exert itself, wants to do its own thing, and doesn't care about spiritual things. So Paul battled the same thing that we struggle with. But he learned to recognize that it was the sin in the old nature which causes him to do things that he doesn't want to do. Because it was still strong, the old nature. You know that saying in Scripture, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak? Yeah. The spirit is willing, the new nature, our new creation is willing to do the will of God, to be obedient, to serve God to the fullest. But the flesh is weak in that respect. It wants to do its own thing. Okay. So what do we do about it? How do we get out of this dilemma? Because we want to do what's right. We want to serve God. It's like I said, the influence of the new creation, our spirit must increase. And we must put down the old nature. Consider it crucified. Scripture tells us that. Consider the old man, the old nature crucified, dead, buried. Even though it isn't yet, but it will be someday. Here, from Galatians, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. We need to learn how to be led by the Spirit. We need to learn how to say no to the old nature. We need to learn how to cause it to wither and weaken so that the new creation, our spirit, has dominance within us. And that is what God wants to do. He wants to teach us how to do that so that we too can get to our promised land just like the Israelites did. Because our promised land is far different from theirs. Ours is a spiritual one. Ours is wonderful. No pain, no suffering, no death, no hunger, no thirst, no sorrow, no crying. But it takes time. We need to learn how to say yes to the Spirit and how to hear His voice. And that means spending time with God. It means feeding that part of us which is spiritual and not feeding the things of the flesh, the old nature. It means being careful what we watch, what we say, what we do. And it's a struggle. But the more we listen to the Spirit, the more time we spend with God and listen for His voice and learn to say yes, the less we'll say yes to the old nature. And that will begin to weaken and wither, and we'll find ourselves stronger, spiritually speaking. The battle won't be as difficult. We won't feel as negative about ourselves every time we make a mistake or we blow it in some way or other. And that's the way to get through this. Because that old nature is part of us until such time as we either depart to go to be with the Lord or He returns to take us with Him. That's when the old nature disappears. Because the old nature cannot receive the things of God. And there will come a time when we will be changed. We will have a new body. We will have a spiritual body for that part of us that is spiritual. The old nature, the sin nature, the old body, this body of flesh will disappear. That's when we'll actually be in the promised land. But in the meantime, this is what we're stuck with. God is preparing a place for us. He's preparing a mansion for us. It doesn't mean that He's preparing a physical house or something like that. Because if there's no pain, no sorrow, nothing, we won't need to sleep anymore. We won't need to bathe anymore. We won't need to cook anymore. Well, it's true. We won't need to do any of those things. What do you need a house for? You know? Your body is going to be so different from this body. We won't need to do those things anymore. We'll have a completely new body. So I think when Jesus made that reference that I go and prepare a place for you, I don't think it was necessarily like an apartment or a house or something like that. No, I have a specific position for each one of you. That's what He's saying. But I do have a place, in a sense, for you to reside, and that's within this new spiritual body. This one will be done away with, because this is the one that contains the old nature. We have been made a new creation, but we don't see that new creation in its spiritual form yet, in the body that we will have. And that's why we still have that struggle. We're a new creation. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And the flesh profits nothing when we become born again. It doesn't change. It can't be made better. It can't. That's why God says you're a new creation. He's not going to fix the old. Eventually, He's going to do away with it completely. But we become a new creation. And He has put His Spirit within us. And when the old is fully done away with, either when He returns or we pass on to be with Him, that's when we get that new spiritual body. But in the meantime, we need to press into God, the conflict will get easier as our spirit becomes stronger. So we need to feed the spirit and starve the flesh. That's going to take time, but it will become weaker and weaker. And you'll find yourself feeling so much better about yourselves. You won't be putting yourselves down. You'll feel closer to God. The things that He calls you to do will become easier to do. You'll understand things better. This is a necessary process that He wants to bring us through. So that's what we need to understand. And again, not put ourselves down every time we make a mistake, because it's the old nature that will eventually be done away with that's causing the problem. The only way we can get away or eliminate that problem while we're here on earth is to starve it and feed the things of the Spirit. So let's pray. Father God, some things are difficult to understand and grasp. Some things are difficult to do. We don't like this kind of struggle that we have within us all the time, Lord. Because in our hearts we want to serve You. We want to do the right thing. We want to understand Your ways. We want more of You, Lord. And we don't like the struggle. But help us in this, Lord. Help us to choose to feed our spirits, Lord, to spend that time with You, and to deny the flesh so that it weakens and withers. Help us, Lord, for at this point in time we are weak. We know at some point in time, we know that someday the day will come when all this will be done away with. The old nature will be completely gone. But for the time being, we must consider it to be crucified with Christ on the cross. It is of no value, the old nature. It's a hindrance. It's a stumbling block. And we must deal with it. Help us to starve it, Lord, so that we can be more useful to You. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.